It's that time of the morning, Stace, where we have a special guest in the building.
I know. In our new studio, please welcome to the stage Renee Blackman, CEO of ATSIC. Now, it's a bit of a mouthful, but tell us what ATSIC stands for.
Oh, excellent. So, yeah, hey, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to the listeners. Yeah, ATSIC stands for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Health Service.
Well, there you go. Beautiful. Renee, before we go any further, your mob, where's your mob from?
I am, so my name's Renee. I'm a Gubbi Gubbi woman from the Sunshine Coast, born and bred there. Grew up and did all my schooling here in Brizzy.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so you know the area well. Obviously, lots of people. So you're the CEO of ATSIC.
Mm-hmm.
Big year. I mean, that's 50 years is half a century.
I know, right?
A lot has happened, I imagine, in that time.
Renee, you've only just started being the CEO. Was it last year?
Yeah, for ATSIC Brisbane, yeah,
last year. So, you know, a pretty cool time to come on board. And,
really cool time.
I mean, do you call it cool or is it stressful to, you know, having to organise all this stuff?
Bit of both, yeah. But, you know, busyness keeps you off the streets and keeps you out of trouble. That's exactly right. Look, and it is an exciting time to be the CEO of ATSIC Brisbane, very much so. But, you know, I do want to pay homage to the CEOs that have gone before me and everyone that's been involved in the last 40 years. I mean, it's such a, I guess, a milestone year. That's what we're calling it, because that's what everyone's calling it, is turning 50. And there are a few of us in Brisbane, ATSILs, Natives Brisbane, us. We're all 50 this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure Black Housing is 50 this year as well. So there's a few of us that were around in that 73 period.
Wow.
And were established in that year.
Amazing. So a lot must have been, obviously happening around then. How did ATSIC start? Where did it all start to happen?
14th of May. 1973. Look, there was, a collective energy in the community, and people saw a need for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to access healthcare and healthcare properly. And look, there were lots of other iterations that happened before the fruit shop in Red Hill on the 14th of May 1973. Humble beginnings, where people were, you know, were doing it in parks out of their front rooms, you know, in their homes, just so that people could get access to healthcare. And I think that that's one of the proudest things that we could have done for our community. But people didn't do it for that, right? People did it because it was a necessary thing to do, because we were not getting access to, you know, your run-of-the-mill GP services. Yep. People didn't feel safe in hospitals. So I think something had to be done.
Yes.
And, you know, it was that particular effort from community people. Mm. And that's exactly what community controlled is about, right?
Definitely. It's proudly providing 5 medical clinics now, 2 dental clinics.
That's right.
Midwifery hub. I mean, you've come leaps and bounds, obviously. We just spoke about, you know, where it come from the start.
Yep.
After 50 years, where do you go from here? Where do you take it now?
Goodness. Look, I think it's about going, I guess, bigger. And the reason why I say that is because Southeast Queensland, I think, and I'm a bit biased, right? Best place to live in the world.
Yes, we agree. We're on the same page here.
It is.
I'm not even going to say the country, I'm going to say the world. So a lot of people move here, you know, and a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people move here. And because of that particular need and want and requirement, I guess, or demand from community, we need to get bigger. Because at the moment, those 5 clinics you talk about, they're absolutely at capacity. Yeah, you know, we're struggling to fit more people in. However, more Murray and Islander people are moving to the southeast.
And it is such a diverse range of services that you offer, you know, everything from, you know, family and youth services, you know, as well as all of those specialist areas. You must have a lot of staff to look after as well.
We do. I'm pretty sure it's between the 400 and 500 mark in terms of staffing, you know, because what we try to deliver and what we try to provide for community is, I guess, that holistic well-being trajectory, you know, the pathway from, you talked about the midwifery hubs, right through to our aged care, 77-bed hostel at Eagleby, which is Jimbalunga.
Yep.
So, and everything in between.
That's amazing, because I'm kind of out of this world a little bit. I'm learning a lot since being here at AAA Murray Country. There is so much that people can access, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, which is really cool. So you do have a lot to celebrate this year.
We do.
How are you celebrating?
Look, so 14th of May, we'll kick off our celebrations with a gala dinner, which we're in the middle of planning at the moment, which is very exciting.
A gala dinner is always good.
A gala dinner is always lovely.
I mean, dinner in general.
Dinner in general.
But it's a gala dinner.
It's a gala dinner.
Makes it better.
Get dressed up.
That's right. And then there'll be, you know, celebrations at each and every one of our service delivery spaces so that we can celebrate with community as well, because it's because of them we're here. Yeah, that's right. So right throughout the year, from May to May,
Yeah.
You'll see different things. So stay tuned to the social media pages and you'll see where the celebration points are. We'll do things at NAIDOC and, you know, we'll make those big because it's our 50 years. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's probably just watch and see in our media pages. Yeah. But we definitely have a few things planned this year.
Looking forward to that. Renee, I know you're very busy and we thank you for coming in this morning. What a milestone for ATSIC and for you to be at the helm at the moment. I mean, it must be pretty nice for
you. Fantastic.
To be
and I do want to give a shout out to you, AAA. You're 30 this year.
Yeah. We are. It's our birthday. Yes. 30. I wish I was actually 30. Yeah. Like, no, actually, really 30.
We are.
Yeah. I'm closer to the ATSIC.
We're 29. Yeah. We're 29. Yeah. Forever a woman's age, right?
Beautiful. So, yeah, it's a big year all round. I love it. Thank you very much, CEO of ATSIC, Renee Blackman, for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.